Welcome to the Poetry Exchange. My name is Michael Schaefer. We've been exploring the idea of poems as friends, and we've been inviting people to come and talk to us about a poem that's been a friend to them. We're going to be launching a podcast soon where you'll be able to hear these conversations. For now, though, here's a little taster. It's a short clip featuring extracts with people we've spoken to over the last couple of years around the country, talking about the place of poetry in their lives. Hope you enjoy. What kind of a friend would you characterise this poem as? I'll ask you in turn. What kind of poem would you...
Well, for me, definitely a lifelong friend, obviously, as I've described.
Yeah.
A friend that's going to comfort you.
Yes, I've been arguing with Alison, you know, I did a lifelong friend. I can't imagine a time in my life when this wouldn't be part of it. And, of course, a very intimate friend as well.
Yes.
I mean, you know, to sort of talk and share these kind of experiences, you have to be extremely close to someone.
Yes.
I mean, it isn't... I mean, I know various people, and I suspect this is not the kind of thing that I could share with them.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a friend. It's not a friend in the sense that it makes me feel warm and cuddly when I read it, but I feel like it speaks a truth that you don't often encounter because it's uncomfortable.
I write software for a living, which is a very sort of structured, logical sort of thing. So poetry has always appealed to me, particularly poetry that isn't particularly structured. So I love the structure of the poem. And like I said, it says something that is a reminder to me. It's been a reminder to me all my life about trying to enjoy things and not worry about the fact that they will be gone, just enjoy them while they're here.
I think it's like part of me, because I think I'm a quite sensitive person. So poetry really sort of gets to me. I'm so passionate about poetry because it can make you laugh, it can make you cry, it can make you smile, it can make you sad. You know, there's so many aspects of life.
You know, the claim of poetry being the human voice, that for me just has so many personal resonances because I particularly love poetry when it's voiced. I particularly love hearing poetry, and I often think about why poetry matters to me so much, and why hearing poetry matters to me so much. And it is that sort of that one person, that one voice connecting, that's just so important to me.
I actually stopped reading it recently. But when I started thinking which poem has been really a friend, there's so many other poems I really like, relate to. But this one was really personal at the time where I was not feeling good. And I had a book next to my bed, this poem, and I remember lying in the morning in my bed, feeling really low and depressed and want to live. And I just took the book and started reading the poems and this poem, and it always helped. Which is amazing. I mean, this was quite... I've realised what poetry does to you when you are not... You feel lonely or disconnected and misunderstood or not understood. That you always can connect through poems to other people's life experience.
Well, thank you so much for this. This was wonderful.
Oh.
I hope you do this lots again.
Oh, Alice, thank you.
I hope that's given you a sense of the kind of conversations we've been having with people. In each episode of the podcast, you'll be able to listen to one person talk about a poem and the ways in which it's been a friend to them. You'll also hear a recording of their poem that's been created especially for them. Press subscribe to get all the episodes of the podcast as soon as they come out.